Regardless, the situation is clear. Sabaddon is no longer a secret. Sandrit must choose to bow to the Emperor's will or face the consequences.
She'll never agree to her own execution.
Darth Kratos studied her with cold eyes.
Naturally, I will say nothing of the fate in store for her. Cease your questioning of my orders. Colonel Kalish, announce our presence to the citizens of Sabaddon and advise them that we will be taking possession of their world once we have cleared the skies of this Republic rebel.
Yes, my lord.
Axe went back to studying the viewscreens. The firing pattern of the Republic ships looked wrong to her, although she couldn't quite put a finger on what disturbed her about it. Still no launches from the ground, although infrared showed numerous sites of activity. Cities and factories, Axe assumed, that would be bombed for certain if Sandrit resisted. Axe's instincts told her that victory wasn't going to come as easily as an announcement of the Empire's intent to annex the world. But at the same time, she couldn't see how a small, ground-based civilization could hope to prevail against the high ground of space, even if they did have a mysterious weapon that drove ships and their crews crazy. The Republic forces must have been taken by surprise, so she was forced to assume. Colonel Kalish would be sure not to make the same mistakes they had. No response came from the ground to the Paramount's hail. Apart from garbled transmissions on Republic frequencies, the bands were empty.
They ignore us, said Darth Kratos, at their peril.
Launching fighters in 2 minutes, my lord, said Kalish.
Axe was already heading for the exit from the bridge.
Ready my interceptor, she called behind her. I'm going to take a closer look.
It took her a minute to descend from the bridge to the hangar deck, but it felt like forever. Her Mark VII advanced interceptor had been shipped from Dromund Kos with the rest of Darth Kratos' materiel, and kept fully fueled in case a fast launch was required. The ground crew had it warming up and ready for her by the time she got there. Its familiar jutting vanes reassured her in a way that no amount of deceptive diplomacy could. Forgoing a full flight suit, she slipped a helmet over her dreadlocks, climbed aboard, and activated the internal navicomp. It showed her the projected course of the many wings about to launch around her. She switched that off and mapped out her own trajectory. The hangar crews retreated as fighters began to stream out of the cruiser. The launches were clean and well-timed, despite their pilots' eagerness to engage. Axe slipped into their formation with ease, a sleek black predator surrounded by willing but lesser packmates. She listened to the comms as she monitored the fleet's disposition, but didn't respond. Wave after wave of angular black ISF interceptors streamed away from the Paramount and its ancillary vessels. They were easily a match for the XA-8 and PT-7 starfighters the Republic had launched. Ship-mounted cannons selected targets and prepared to fire on the Republic craft. The range was slightly long, but the still stately pace of the capital ships ensured a solid base to fire from. A lucky shot or two wasn't impossible. Ahead, the vast field of wreckage left by the destruction of the main Republic cruiser was spreading at speed. Only as she neared it did Axe realize what had troubled her about the Republic ship's behavior. The surviving ships were firing into the cloud, not at their own renegade vessels. She peeled away from the wing she had been shadowing and headed directly for the cloud.
Your primary targets are the damaged vessels,
came the orders from the Paramount.
Enemy fighters second.